AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Possible presidential candidates are talking about the 2016 election. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says it's time for someone other than a Clinton or Bush to run for president.
The presidency of the United States is not some crown to be passed between two families. It is an awesome and sacred trust that to be earned and exercised on behalf of the American people.
He was on ABC's This Week. On Fox News Sunday, former technology executive Carly Fiorina says she doesn't believe former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is candid and has been candid about her personal email server.
Her saying that all of those emails she erased were just her and Bill chatting is a little bit like Richard Nixon saying that those erased moments on the tape were he and Pat talking. It's ridiculous. Of course there was more there than that.
As protests grow against a new religious freedom law in Indiana, the state's governor is speaking out.
The new law has drawn fire from various groups and businesses who claim it will foster discrimination. But on ABC This Week, Governor Mike Pence expressed outrage at the level of condemnation it has received.
This avalanche of intolerance that's been poured on our state is just outrageous.
He says people who are critical of the law are being intolerant of others.
Is tolerance a two-way street or not?
Pence says he's willing to consider clarifying the intent of the law, but he's opposed to changing the state's civil rights laws to provide protection from discrimination for sexual orientation.
And it doesn't have anything to do with this law.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act mirrors a federal law that was signed by then-President Bill Clinton more than 20 years ago. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Officials are warning that hazardous tsunami waves could hit some coastlines in the Pacific after a powerful earthquake hit near the South Pacific country of Papua New Guinea. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7.7 quake hit Monday at a depth of 41 miles. This is AP Radio News. There's new concern about the spread of the deadly bird flu in Minnesota's top poultry-producing county.
Minnesota is the nation's top state for turkey meat production. Now a third farm has been infected with the avian influenza. This one in Stearns County in central Minnesota. Many turkeys had already died, and the rest of the 39,000 will be destroyed. Although health officials say the H5N2 virus poses no threat to the general public, farm workers who had contact with the infected birds will be monitored. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A roller coaster at New York City's Coney Island Amusement Park got stuck on the first day of the season today, leaving passengers briefly stranded on the wooden structure. Witnesses tell the Daily News about 24 people on the first run of the cyclone at Luna Park were getting ready for the initial drop when it suddenly stopped. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.